pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
If you're having trouble, please email sys@cqt.ca.
La propagation de la COVID-19 est à un niveau critique dans votre région ou une région à proximité. Les rencontres d'amis ou de famille sont interdites et les déplacements vers d'autres régions sont non recommandés. Des mesures plus restrictives et ciblées ont été mises en place pour freiner la propagation et éviter un reconfinement. Informez-vous sur québec.ca/coronavirus. Continuez de vous laver les mains, de garder une distance de 2 mètres et de porter un masque lorsque la distanciation physique n'est pas possible. On doit réagir maintenant. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Madame Saint-Onge, merci beaucoup d'avoir fait l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT Radio McGill.
Yeah. Either or, black, white, I and you, we and you.
We get into a loop.
Either or.
It's really hard to make decisions about everything.
Black, white.
So I want to take those things that I do every single day.
I and you.
And I want to put them in a part of my brain that doesn't work as hard.
This is the correct way
to be fooled.
We and you.
We essentially store patterns.
We and the crowd.
We tend to believe almost all patterns we encounter, even the false ones.
Good and bad.
Your brain actually stops working so hard when you're in the middle of a habit.
And we're not very good at discriminating between true and false patterns.
And already you are separated into two camps, and you are on the point of fighting about absolutely non-existent differences.
And then I tried to figure out what the reward was, and I thought it was the cookie. It doesn't feel like we're thinking.
Hello, David.
We can't help you if you won't let us, David.
You're lost. You're in limbo now.
I thought I was heating pad.
You've worked for the Contra Costa County Central Sanitary District. For 15 years.
I thought I worked for the Playboy Channel.
And they've just let you go.
That's not even me. That's you.
You don't know what you're going to do now. But you know, as soon as you clear your throat, you're going to have to kill your boss.
Paranoid?
Many are.
Conspiracy theorists?
Most are.
You need to work on your social skills.
But I just didn't want to. Repeating, you're in limbo now. Yes, I think you are.
Just what do you want to do?
You've been fired from your job as well.
I hope so.
You don't have any idea what you're going to do. And you're completely lost now.
Economic dire straits.
David, those feelings are coming back.
You don't know your name anymore.
Oh, that's floating.
Now we're all here to help you, David. We all want to help you.
Your wallet is missing at this time, also. And...
oh, God, I gotta do something.
You're in limbo. Right now. And you know you're going to have to kill.
No.
What's wrong with me, anyway?
You're going to have to kill.
Your boss. You will.
Who still has a job in this brave new world?
You will.
It's poison!
Yeah.
Like that.
You will!
Nobody human, anyway.
You are scared to leave your house. Your house. Your home.
What is the meaning of this invasion?
You let your legal identification expire.
I don't want that hearing, do
you? So you cannot have a doctor's appointment. Brain tumor. If you get a legal ID, you will have to leave the house. And they will break in and kick your speaker.
I do know my name.
Angry men.
sick.
You're lost.
Is there anything else required from the human employees?
Blood of patriots and tyrants.
The threat of violence is required.
But I just didn't want to. Just what do you want to do? But I just didn't want to.
I thought it was terrible that there were children in the building.
Hold on, please.
You don't even know who you are.
I do know who I am.
You're in limbo.
Limbo.
I don't know what I'm going to say next.
There is no planet.
I'm all screwed up now.
Hey, the phone is ringing.
Tell us about it.
I know the lipstick is on upside down. That's a bad sign. If it's ringing continuously, you better get it. It's gonna catch on fire. Oh, there it goes. It's starting to melt. Limbo, and I'm in limbo. I'm in limbo.
Just what do you want to do?
We're disciplinary colleagues of some kind in return for survival.
Yeah, I'm in limbo. I can't stand to see this phone burning. I gotta go look at webcams.
David, those feelings are coming back.
And we need someone to say this really hurts.
I think that discernment is very necessary here. I find this intriguing. I don't believe it. Intriguing. I don't believe it necessarily. I think who can tell if it's true or not true? We don't have enough data. Who can tell if it's not true or not true? We don't have enough data. I think data is very necessary here. Where were we and where have we gotten to? Because you group over here want this? Sure, we'll give it to you. You group over here, you want this? Sure, no problem. You group over here want this? Sure, we'll give it to you. You group over here, you want this? Sure, no problem. We'll manufacture a whole smorgasbord of these events for the same purpose, or that are linking us up on the same inner dynamics, yearnings, and needs on a deep psychological level. Sure, no problem. We'll manufacture a whole smorgasbord. Sure, no problem. Where were we? Where have we gotten to? Because of someone's manipulation of us. But that might be threatening. I think that would also be threatening. Two, let me finish. Because it would say, two, a government, to a controlling entity. Two, let me finish. But that might be threatening. Where were we and where have we gotten to? But that might be threatening. Let me finish. Are we manipulable? Are we manipulable? Manipulable. Two, manipulable. Manipulable. Two, manipulable. Are we manipulable? I can't talk. I think that a discernment is very necessary here. What is true, what is not true, what is real, what is fiction, what we would like to believe. What is true, what is not true, what is real, what is fiction, what we would like to believe, as opposed to what really is. And just be honest about it. I'm not here to drive you crazy. I'm here to get into some of these issues. Who are we? Where did we come from? Where are we going? What's the nature of reality? And just be honest about it. I'm not here to drive you crazy. I'm 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 here to be threatening. Two, let me finish. Okay, I think that would also be threatening. Two, let me finish. Okay, but that might be threatening. A whole smorgasbord. And a discernment is very necessary here. We need a discernment. By the way, you can tell if it's true or not true. We don't have enough data. I find this intriguing. I don't believe it. Let me finish. You can tell if it's true or not true. We don't have enough manipulable. I can't talk. I think it's important while we're trying to investigate and discern these mysteries. Is it or isn't it? Isn't or isn't it? Is it or isn't it? Isn't or isn't it? Is it or isn't it? Isn't or isn't it? These mysteries. Is it or isn't it? Isn't or isn't it? And discern these manipulable mysteries. That's one question, but there's another issue, which is what's going on? Why do we believe what we believe? I think that's a very important question to ask. You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed? How does it plug into the mythology, the culture, our paradigms, our worldviews, what's going on? Why do we believe what we believe? Does that answer your question? Does that answer your question?
Ma'am.
All right, you got any others?
We now present Willard Money System. And now, Willard Money System.
Relax your muscles. I am a business executive.
You don't have to die.
Someone is gently massaging your scalp. Very gently, I repeat.
Get their way.
Would you promise to create jobs?
Absolutely.
Certain men always get their way.
Let them.
They always have. Always will. Certain men always get their way.
Keep your thoughts on the warmth as it fills your left thigh. It is important to let yourself relax.
And I'm eating pad number 54.
How does that feel?
Certain men.
How are certain men?
Stop getting their way in the end.
Now,
certain men.
Relaxation gives me increased power.
Always get their way.
I demand that my power grows constantly stronger. And it does.
And I am not at liberty, certain men. Always get their way in the end.
The collapse of our value structure.
Certain men.
Moral vacuum.
Always
relax.
Get their way.
True.
In the end.
Well, in the end.
We're trying to capture opportunities that exist for only fractions of a second.
We're trying to penetrate every country in the world.
Simultaneously.
Certain men and square clouds get their way with Henry Kissinger's belly button.
You can't separate speech from the money that facilitates the speech.
Can't you?
Reality. It's utterly impossible. Reality will impose certain requirements.
There's a vast political movement growing, arguing that you don't have to die. Not that immortality or any of these improved technologies will be used for everyone. It will go to the rich, to the elites.
Please become a square shape, please become a square shape, please become a square shape, please. I'm going to try to make it a square shape club by using my psychic powers.
I can hire one half of the working class to kill the other half.
The process by which money is created is so simple that the mind is repelled.
These men have been getting their way for hundreds of years.
Loaned into existence.
And there's nothing that you can do to stop them.
Reality.
From continuing to get their way.
Solidify the square.
Certain men and square clouds will always get their way. And the government wants it that way.
I repeat,
the government gently wants it that way.
Well, this is not your choice. Is this your choice? This is not your choice. No.
Certain men.
Willard.
Always.
Money system.
Disruption.
Who's to decide the limits?
Willard.
In the end.
To destroy. In the end.
There will always be business.
all dollars are loaned into existence.
You don't have to die.
The history of civilization is essentially to subdue the universe. All power to you.
Hi, I'm Nancy Keying from the AEO.
Not all men, of course. Certain men.
So, let's melt the North Pole. What? Melt the North Pole? Well, Congress once considered the idea. And really, it wasn't such a bad idea. Except for one or two little things. We'll read about it. Read with me.
Would you pull up your right sleeve a little bit, please?
Idea.
Just how far can you go on this thing?
Warm.
Do not open your eyes until I tell you to do so, please.
Melt. Thought.
Close enough.
The albatross passed along the idea to Congress. The freezing waters could be pumped out and the warm pumped in. Theory can be dangerous, but also moist. It's far from the worst idea ever concocted. So let's melt the North Pole. Ready?
It is essential that you continue the experiment. You got no other choice.
Yes, I have a choice.
That is incorrect.
We may drink a good deal of liquid and not easily satisfy our thirst.
Please continue.
Liquid increases the thirst until that painful thirst becomes unbearable. Which reminds us, men must soon learn to remove the salt from seawater and learn a way to transport that water to people inland. They must learn to do this, and they are learning. Or animals will inherit the earth. Is this sentence true or false? Survive means live at sea. True.
Have we passed a point of no return?
So let's melt the North Pole. It is perhaps even more dangerous than interesting.
He says it's got to go on, the experiment.
For these regions would then lack that which made them moist, thrust, thought, 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 thought. That concludes this lesson.
What is the problem? What is the problem?
We are the original Homeland Security.
A country that feels that it is at war domestically, even when it is not really at war domestically.
Our conditions are as follows.
I can make 15 fucking posts on Facebook and not fucking one of you will share it. Because you don't want to offend somebody. Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody. Shut your fucking accounts down. Shut your fucking mouths. Fall in line and love socialist America, because that's what you got. Online.
Violence against others is acceptable.
I don't have children. I live alone. I can spend all of my free time dedicated to working online. And all of the hours that I've spent online working for this country is how I see it. shit, I promised. Thumbs up! You'll write the comments section on Facebook. Well, you know what? That doesn't count on YouTube!
What is the problem?
Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the hell off of it!
There's no way to be committed to nonviolence in the middle of the most violent society that history's ever created.
It's a tool of the left. Use it against them.
I would argue that it's un-American to trust the government.
Facebook, Twitter.
Down with the pig system.
Facebook, Twitter. All tools of the left. All tools of the left.
I beg you to make your own YouTube channels and begin speaking with people. Have I just committed suicide for no reason whatsoever? Many of us are going to die.
You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address. Better yet, Google my goddamn name. Find it yourself. Show up unannounced. I'll be happy to fucking greet you at my door. I'll be happy to find you in my bedroom in the middle of the night, you assholes. Come on over. I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it. You either believe in what you're posting or you don't!
What is the problem? What is the problem?
I don't know how to get through to people. I have tried everything I can.
What is the problem?
I was born on the fucking 4th of July.
We also have this tradition called mounting the puppy. I believe that happiness is the new productivity. So we engineer the entire DNA of our company to create happiness in our employees. And people love that. Our employees do not have to wait for their vacation days to experience wonderful vacations. Make your office so much more elegant, beautiful, and peaceful than their own apartments, so they never want to leave.
Make the quarters comfortable.
And they love it.
The puppy will know the difference.
Working alone, and then together, and then alone.
Now, the other thing we did is the awesomeness report. We bring everyone together, and we have our version of a company meeting.
Come on, come on.
That's the Hall of Awesomeness. It holds about 70 people and is filled with beanbags.
Come on.
And the Awesomeness Report starts with 30 minutes of gratitude. It's fun, it's celebratory, and we give away superhero awards.
Pet him and praise him.
And any company could be doing this.
Even if performing the action wasn't his idea.
The Awesomeness Report is a flow inducement device. We also have this tradition called mounting the puppy. So that's Eva mounting the puppy. We have a giant green puppy, and someone who does really epic work gets to mount the puppy while 60 people around them shower them for 3 minutes with appreciation and love. A lot of people say it's the happiest moment of their week.
Alone.
We celebrate them. We acknowledge them at the Awesomeness Report. We send an email to the entire team celebrating them. They get to stand in front, mount the puppy, and bask in 3 minutes of appreciation each from 60 people hurling compliments and appreciation at them.
Together.
It's beautiful to see.
Alone.
People have tears streaming down their eyes.
Together. And then alone.
And it's just something that's just really powerful to witness.
Never give a command that you cannot enforce.
That's pretty meaningful for us.
Teaching him to stay in a box and not cry.
Everyone believes that they are part of the resistance.
Happiness is the new productivity.
Happiness is the new productivity.
Happiness is the new productivity.
Working together, and alone, and then together, and then alone, and then together, and alone, and then together,
raising and building and providing a cash flow service revenue stream.
Well, that's important, yes, to me. Why do anything else?
I want you to know I have a bee in my hand. No longer will you tease me about my bee. I have a bee in my hand.
Tongues detect people at checkpoints.
Open up that hand and let me see the bee.
Tongues
big
detect people
and black
at checkpoints.
A bumblebee.
This is really amazing.
It was not brutal and it was not buzzing.
There is something in the center.
Because my neighbor boyfriend had killed it.
Tongues.
Stinger out.
This is really amazing.
The stinger had been taken out.
I just have to keep going one bee at a time.
The bees are tested for their ability to stick out their tongues on a cotton swab. Bees that purr voluntarily can be seen on a computer screen.
These insects.
Can you hear the squealing?
They vote!
These bees are very agitated.
They get sad.
But I don't know if you can hear the sound that they're making. Can you hear the squealing?
Oh, yeah. Bees!
Bees respond as if it were all real.
Dragon and bumblebee.
Bees! They are pessimistic at times.
Dragon and bumblebee.
I can hear squealing going on in the center of this.
Dragon and bumblebee.
Individual bees are then removed from the storage container and secured into reusable harnesses.
There is something in the center. I just have to keep going one bee at a time.
The most perfect society now existing in the world.
The bees lose their minds and shake to death.
The answers they not understand. And because it's the best idea, it never will.
Thank you for trusting in us.
These bees are very agitated.
We should cry at the birth of the baby.
Can you hear the squealing?
We should rejoice when a loved one dies.
This is really amazing.
Open up that hand and let me see the bee.
Going one bee at a time.
Watermelons,
oranges,
apples,
rice,
cashews,
leafy greens,
coffee.
There. Ask your doctor.
I first of all, when I thought it might be to free sort of things, and I sort of thought that I see that lots of money I just see that I feel like a new politics the potential I apologize. I wish I knew more about what it takes. I personally will never vote. I won't vote.
Well, then what will you do?
I don't know. I wish I knew more.
Okay.
You've used up everything you can and more. I'm going to turn you off. Everything you can and more. I'm going to turn you off.
1, 2, 3, 4. You.
I'm going to turn you off.
Pending final test. Stand by.
You've used up everything you can and more. I'm going to turn you off.
What if a small group of these world leaders were
to conclude that the principal risk to the Earth comes from the actions of rich countries. Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? You better stop anyone.
Nothing's destroyed.
Pending final.
Nothing's destroyed.
Pending final test.
We are not destroying anything. It's easy to imagine the end of the world.
I don't know what you're going to do.
It is Californians' God-given right to water their lawns. You know, there is no way to argue with that.
Print the manifesto.
Do your own research.
No way to argue with that. Except with explosives.
Anesthesia.
In the woods has been ruined.
Stand by. Pending final test.
It's noise!
Wonderful, isn't it? The sound of American inventiveness.
I make a man!
Think of the future you have!
Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about?
Stand by.
The question is lost in the sound of the explosion. Unfortunately.
We are not destroying anything.
We and the creatures that assemble your phone.
It's easy to imagine the end of the world.
Yeah. Rest of the world.
We are only witnessing how the system is destroying itself.
Final.
Yeah.
It's easy to imagine the end of the world, but you cannot imagine the end of capitalism.
And the creatures that live on it.
Stand by. One.
Everything seems to be possible.
Two.
You can become immortal.
Three.
You can have sex with animals or whatever.
Four. You.
Ability to live a normal life is gone.
If that's your primary concern, you ask me what was the right thing to do. Here, it's really easy.
Do not delay. Decide to take action today.
I don't have a single American friend.
You have to be able to eat other animals.
Thinking of buying a small sporty car?
Yes.
Small sporty car?
Yeah,
I sure am.
Yes.
Think of Cadillac.
I was thinking of an animal.
Cadillac.
I was thinking of a...
Cadillac.
I was thinking of a...
Cadillac.
Well, I was thinking of a...
Cadillac.
How about...
Cadillac. 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 Cadillac.
Cadillac.
We hope you never need to use your car.
Come on, ride the accident.
But just to be on the safe side, why don't we head out for a drive now?
Come on.
Vilpuck Street. Botanani Drive. Excised Avenue. Held Up Way.
Unbelievable.
Palandular Boulevard.
So special.
East Gaggenaut Court.
All the energy.
Polygon Plaza.
Intelligent energy.
Lane Zenor. At Sewerage Street.
The power.
Splitchmont Scenic Highway.
Cannot get enough energy.
Bustelation Avenue.
You have to be able to eat.
Blinkmeister Street.
And if people don't realize, animals.
Beef.
Cannot get enough energy.
Exhilarating to let go of the wheel.
The power.
Relinquish control of the vehicle.
So strong.
That's it.
Relinquish control.
All right.
Okay.
Ride the accident.
There may not even be bacterial.
Maybe we're in a simulation right now.
You may notice a slight pulsation in the possible. These conditions are normal, and this may cause you to lose control.
A typical food item on an American plate has traveled 1,300 to 1,500 miles to get there.
Fossil fuels are our food.
The power.
And it's exhilarating to let go of the wheel.
Ride the accident.
Wow, you're not a terrorist at all.
Megaflexure Boulevard. Wackadelio Prude Way.
Ride.
Treatment Plant Court. North Repulate Street.
Ride.
Snuggular Place.
Road.
Drive.
Plastic Wood Way. Butternut Squeam. Drive.
Drive.
The goddamn Salagutchian. Useless. Seedless. Throughway.
I don't want any children, Ernest. I don't want any children, please. I'm afraid. I don't want to be hurt, please.
3 a.m. and 90 miles an hour. The vanishing point suddenly attaches itself to the freeway. In 5 seconds, you will overtake the horizon.
Ride the accident.
Standard of living.
The roads are burning.
Would you give up enjoying life?
Every road is burning.
Would you give up your automobile?
But now you're calling us animals.
We're traveling on burning.
Even when we are awake.
Roads.
We'll use each other then. Won't we?
We must continue. Go on, please.
Oh, my God.
fist-sized face is in your room. And then it bursts into flames. Perfume is in the automatic tea maker. And then it bursts into flames. White vapor gas is creeping along the baseboard. And then it bursts into flames.
Everything you were doing was gone.
This is normal.
Not normal.
This is not normal.
As if this is normal.
And I remember.
This is not normal.
Dogs bark with the voices of children pretending to be dogs. Don't trust your memory.
This is not normal. It's not in any way normal.
This was not normal.
This is not normal.
Is it normal?
This is not normal.
By the way, this is...
I have forgotten, audibly to others or silently to oneself.
It's not normal.
No.
It's not normal.
This is not normal.
Normal.
This is not normal.
This is not normal.
You turned it off, and everything you were doing was gone.
I remember.
You know, yesterday hates today. In the world we live in the modern world we live in, yesterday hates today. Today hates yesterday and tomorrow. Tomorrow hates yesterday. And as long as the days keep coming, there will be more and more tomorrows to be hated. There will be more and more tomorrows,
more and more tomorrows,
more and more tomorrows
to be hated.
Most importantly, though,
you can always count on the fact that there is no greater hate than today has for today. If you find this hard to believe, then believe what you can for now, and put away the rest for safekeeping, because you never know what you might begin to believe later. You never know what you might begin to believe later.
True or false?
I say to you, this statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the statement is false. This statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. the statement is true, then the statement is false. And if the statement is false, then the statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And I'd like to give you a simple example of this. If I say to you, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. There are always statements that can be neither proved nor disproved. This statement is true. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the false statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If I say to you, this true statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If I say to you, if the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And if the false statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the false statement is true, then the statement is true. Just think about this statement forever. If the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes into a loop. If the true statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true and false, then the statement is true, true, true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. Then this false statement is true, false. And if the true statement is false, then the statement is true, false, forever. And we get into a true loop forever. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, and if the statement is false, then there's no way we can ever show that the statement is either true or false. This statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is forever, then forever is the statement. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop.
Have you guessed the riddle yet?
May I repeat that?
Now you say, how can you make a statement? It's true even if it isn't.
Statement is false.
Who can say it isn't?
True.
Who can say what is? Who can say it isn't?
That's exactly what we
who
want.
Who can say what is?
Do it again.
Feelings are facts. So who is to say what's a fact?
That's exactly what we want. Do it again.
There is no reality. There's no absolute.
No.
There's no objectivity.
It's true.
There's no right and wrong.
I've got a gun.
There's no basis to criticize anybody. There's only people's arbitrary desire.
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
Turn that loop off.
Okay, can you stop the loops? Can you please turn off the loop?
very difficult for all of us.
There's gotta be someone there.
It's difficult to understand that it's possible that other people don't process information that we seem to have. It's very difficult for all of us because we all have brains and they seem to be the same.
Efficiency equals death.
Think, though, perhaps you eliminate everything except the one answer.
The experiment requires that you can